Pod show number 13. It's Lynn Parsons, the 4th of November 2005.
Oh, you're doing so well. Won't be long now. We're almost there. Just one last push, Mrs. Parsons.
Ah, it's a girl. Podcast.
Well, that'll be me then. And how are you? We're down the chalet at the bottom of the garden, and it's extremely warm for November, don't you think? Might have to take my shirt off in a minute. Plenty of t-shirts underneath it, don't get too excited. A week of fireworks and celebrations, with November the 5th putting the icing on the cake this weekend, if that's what floats your boat. It's spookily between Halloween and November the 5th that we bring you our 13th podcast, Wibble Wobble. The Major has told us he's going up in the Tiger Moth. I'm extremely worried about the fireworks up there tonight. And we're worried about Cecil, who it still is a fluttering and a making a few noises, but I haven't had much talking yet. And I don't know what happens when the fireworks go up at the weekend, so I thought maybe a pair of earmuffs. But then I think they probably won't stay on, will they? I can't see him putting up with that. We've also got some pumpkin pie left over. If you fancy a bit, we'll throw in an indigestion tablet for good measure. Got some great music for you tonight. This is Busby, I Can Pretend.
I could pretend that I never loved you. I could pretend that I'm doing fine. That all of your kisses last forever in this lonely heart of mine. I could pretend that you're thinking of me, but you pretend that I don't exist. Tell everybody why you left me, a part of the story that I missed. But if I don't say a word, will you love me? If my heart doesn't hurt, will you love me? Will you leave me? Will you still love me? I could pretend that it's not over. I could pretend that I never lost all of the courage that's within me, every feeling that I ever got. I could pretend it's gonna last forever. Would you pretend that I just died? Not a phone call or a letter, just a laundry list of lies. But if I don't it's all in my head. Break every picture that I left you. Erase every word that I ever said. But if I don't say a word, will you love me? If my heart doesn't hurt, will you love me? Oh, if I don't.
Will you love me? Will you leave me? Will you love me? Will you love me?
I Can Pretend. That's Busby from California, keeping us even warmer than we were in the first place down the chalet tonight. We've had some great emails this week. If you did, it was very nice to hear from you. And just going to say hello to a few people, actually. Richard Bobrusky, webmaster, you call yourself. You've suggested some music that we might play on the show at some point, and we'd be very happy to do that. We're going to have a listen first. Of course, it's got to pass. it's got to pass our special Tin Tin Test. I can't tell you what that is, of course. That would be giving things away. Gary Dring, lovely to hear from you. Enjoyed the Halloween show very much, you say. I was forced to duck several times, thinking that Cecil was about to land on my head. I hope you weren't all ill from the pumpkin pie. It is an acquired taste, I believe. Has he started? Yeah, I knew. As soon as someone mentioned his name. We're in trouble again, aren't we? Gary, nice of you to contact us. You also say the title of the email, which was Flapping Bird, refers to Cecil. And not to yourself, Lynn, who I thought handled the wayward cockatoo with calm poise and dignity, unlike Henri. He was very heavy-handed, wasn't he? We'll have to be quiet about that, though, because he'll be down here a little bit later on. I did very well with the cleaning, actually. The house is nearly finished. The building work's nearly finished. Thought you might like to know that. Now, when we were on the pod conference, we met a really lovely man. I think he's a lawyer for a living, actually. Paul Nichols. And, do you know, he's doing something very special with the podcast. He's off to Swaziland. Land, but don't take my word for it.
Swaziland is a tiny kingdom situated between Mozambique and South Africa. With just over 1 million people, Swaziland has one terrible boast. It's now the world's most highly infected place with AIDS and HIV. 1 in 2 people are infected with HIV and AIDS. Visit My Progress at the Swaziland AIDS Orphanage from 31st October for a period of about 2 weeks on podcastpool.com. Follow My Progress, I'll be podcasting and blogging from Swazi. See you there.
Good luck with that, Paul. We'll keep listening and we'll be reading your blogs as well. And we've got one here, actually, the first one. 11 hours and 30 minutes into your flight, Johannesburg. 4 hours of driving into the most beautiful, breathtaking country I've ever seen. And we look forward to hearing more from you, Paul. Well, here in the UK, it's a very strange thing. But on the 5th of November, 1605, 2 years after the death of Queen Elizabeth I, soldiers discovered a man called Guy Fawkes in a cellar under the Houses of Parliament. With him were at least 10 barrels of gunpowder. Guy Fawkes was arrested and tortured. At last, he gave way and told his story about a plot to blow up Parliament together with the King, James I, and his ministers and members of Parliament. And as a kind of, I guess, celebration of that not working out, every November the 5th, in this country, people do it at home sometimes, but there are big displays of fireworks. And they also have this great big bonfire and a kind of thing that they make out of stockings and stuffed bits and pieces called a guy, which is, I mean, through the ages, in fact, certainly as I was a young child, there were terrible things that happened with guys because people used to dress up as guys and not very nice things happened to them, which we won't go into tonight. Otherwise, we'll end up with our hair standing on end before we get to our little bonfire, which it is all in order because Bob the Fire Warden's in the chalet tonight. You all right, Bob?
Yes, I'm all right. yes. Carry on, you're complying with the regulations very well so far.
Fantastic. And there'll be more about that a little bit later on. But for the time being, I can see someone coming over the fence.
And he's intercepted. He's got acres of space. Past next door's cat. He's left him standing. Oh, and he's over the garden fence. Superb footwork there. This could be a real opportunity. He's one-on-one with the chalet door, and they've left it wide open. It must be. It's got to be. It is. It's Sports Boy.
Well, evening.
Hello, this is Sports Boy, and this is my sports report. Football. In the Champions League, there were mixed results for the British clubs. Arsenal and Liverpool won their home games 3-0. Chelsea and Man United lost their away games 1-0. And Rangers drew their away game 2-0. Arsenal, Lyon, Barcelona and Real Madrid are most definitely through to the last 16 knockout round. The big game in the Premiership this weekend is Man United hosting Chelsea on Sunday. A report on that match next week. Cricket. England play Pakistan's A team in a 3-day warm-up on November 6th before the first test, which starts November the 12th. Rugby. On the 5th of November, Wales play New Zealand at the Millennium Stadium, 4 p.m. kickoff, which is the first match of New Zealand tour of the British Isles. That is it from Sportsboy. Goodbye and speak to you next week.
Just before you go, Sportsboy, do you have the winner of the competition from last week?
Yes, I do. And the question was, in the film E.T., what was E.T.'s best friend on Earth called? The answer was Elliot. And the winner was Matthew Scarfield from Edinburgh.
Hurrah. And I know you're going back over the fence and you'll be back later with some sparklers. Is that right?
Yes, that is right.
Oh, we look forward to it.
You have one message.
Hi, Lynn, it's Holly. I'm on my mobile and I'm on the big train. I'm going to see my mummy. I'm going to see my mummy. And if she hasn't made me a really nice dinner, I'm going to put her on the naughty step for 112 minutes. Well, she's 112 years old. Anyway, speak to you soon or call me on my mobile. All right, bye.
There goes Pinky. Well, I call her on a mobile. It'll cost me far too much. And I think the Major's gone up in his Tiger Moth. Let's just check it out. Hang on a second. Let's clear that.
Traffic update with Major Incident.
I'm getting married in the morning.
Are you still singing, Major?
Oh, Lindy girl.
It's very loud.
Yes.
How can you hear yourself speak tonight? Or sing.
Oh, Lynn, I think I've made a terrible mistake.
Oh, what's happened then? Are you all right?
Well, look, all these... Oh, these fireworks.
Fireworks, yes.
Well, when you're up here, they get awfully loud. Urban candle, 4 o'clock.
Pretty colours then and all that kind of thing.
Yes, I hope I get out of here alive. I've got a nice Fair Lady performance to do in January.
Now, do tell me what's happening traffic-wise, would you?
Oh, well, I think it's all that terrible Tiny Tim Tompkins at number 64. Oh. They're having a bit of a fireworks display.
Major, we've lost him again, which we never get any travel out of him. It's getting just a bit repetitive, isn't it? I have to give him a slap. This is Whirl and Stronger Than One. Stronger than one, whirl. We now find ourselves out in the garden. Now, Henri and Delphine, you've turned up. It's warm, but it's not that warm. And the thing that's amazing me, now, Bob the
hello.
Fire warden.
Hello. Yes, good evening.
You're going to light the bonfire. Please don't do this at home unless Bob the fire warden is with you.
That's right. You can't be everywhere at once, you know.
Delphine, what are you doing there?
We're leaving.
She's knitting. Knitting.
Is that
I'm just doing some knitting.
But you don't wear any clothes.
No, I know, but I am knitting a balaclava for the Major.
Oh, what was... So when he's up there and he's Tiger Moth, he's...
Yes.
Do you think he can see us? Have you lit the fire, Bob?
Not yet. I'm a bit concerned about those knitting needles. Are they safe?
Oh, I don't
know. Are they regulation?
They are quite safe.
Are you sure? Okay, here we go.
All right. Here we go.
Oh.
Stand back. This is dangerous. No, it's not. It's not working. Yeah, you take that. Now then, this is the safest bonfire I've ever lit. And it won't go off. Now then, here we go. Now watch that sparkle go. Now you see the trouble is here. You've got there's a bit of wind here, as you may have noticed.
And it is
severely, it's severely picked. Henri has now taken the matches into his own hands, and he can't get them to work either. So it's going very well. From a safety point of view, I'd say this is going very well indeed. Now then, unfortunately, you see...
What are we going
to
do?
I don't know what we're going to do.
Well, you bought the fireworks.
You just wait the moment,
I don't know where
actually, do you know, we're not having fireworks. Seriously. I never, ever had fireworks as a child. Do you
no,
know
quite
why?
Quite right, dear. Quite right.
Because the boy I sat next to at school had his eye knocked out by one. It's terrible.
Yes.
Such a terrible...
There we go, you see.
Look at that. The sparklers are going.
The sparklers are going off.
Oh, so pretty.
You look very safe to me.
I'm
not worried about this.
Just drop something.
Do you want another one?
No.
What's she doing?
Oh, not sure.
Your knitting's caught fire, Delphine.
Where's your extinguisher? You didn't say anything about an extinguisher, Lynn. I do wish you'd mentioned that before.
Delphine, are you all right?
Lay it down.
Are you okay?
Oh, Lynn, I thought they were knitting needles.
Oh, no, they were sparklers. What happened to your wool's caught fire now? What have you hurt?
Oh, dear, now it has gone out. Stupid woman.
Well, at least you can keep her warm.
Oh, Lynn.
Fancy knitting with sparklers.
Poor Delphine.
You stupid, stupid woman. What will they make you do now?
Delphine, what are you? What are you?
I am knitting, or how you say in English?
Oh, lay down.
A thump on the nose.
No, an ambulance.
Anna, get on with it, woman. We've only singed bits.
You have one message.
Hi, Lynn, it's me. Hey, I don't think this old woman is my mother. In fact, none of my siblings, if they are my siblings, know who she is. My brother, if he is my brother, was supposed to be taking my mother, said mother, to see said sister next week in the Middle East for a holiday. And he'd applied for the tickets and the health insurance and whatever. And it turns out, all these years, we've always known my mother to be Victoria Kathleen. Well, turns out, on her birth certificate, it says Kathleen Victoria. So now all the documents have to be changed all over again. Why didn't we know this fact? I do not know. Who is this woman? Is she our mother? We don't know. Anyway, speak to you soon. Bye.
Sure, that's very confusing. I'm sure she is your mother, Pinky, but I'm just so out of breath now. I'm not sure that I can cope with that or anything else. Poor Delphine. We've had to take her down into the living room and let her lay down in a dark room. Did anybody have to call an ambulance?
No.
Bob, no. It was all right, was it, in the end?
It was all right. We got away with it in the end, but it was very disturbing.
Tell me, why does a fire warden not carry a fire extinguisher?
Well, you didn't say anything about a fire extinguisher. You need to be more specific.
Put it in writing next time.
Yes.
Tell you what I see, a million angels.
really had a rocky edge to the proceedings tonight, not just musically either. And what you don't know is that in order to get the sparklers going, Warden Bob provided us all with a sock each, but they were from somebody else's sock drawer and they were all odd socks, so now we've got to pair them all up again. Can I just say hello to Joe Smith, who works for British Airways, and you know, he's one of the cabin crew, who approached me once. He approached me when I was in a fairly decent seat. It was very exciting, only in economy. He approached me and he said, are you Lynn Parsons? I said, no, actually, but I do know her. We had quite a good conversation, and you've sent me a great email. So thank you very much for that, Joe. And do feel free to keep emailing if you want to. And if you feel that way inclined, you can email us. It's Lynn, L-Y-N-N, at lynnparsons.net. And the exciting news is that from next week, whenever Sports Boy is on the show, he's going to be asking a question and we're going to give away a special whistle. A whistle a week on our pod show. And I'm going to say hello to Chris Harrison as well, who contacted us. Not sure where you are, but the point you make is very interesting. So compliments, complaints, we can take the lot. Lynn at lynnparsons.net. Earlier on, I was talking about Gary Dring, who'd sent us a really sweet email about last week's show. I have to say that Cecil's put his head under his wing again. He's very quiet. And he does the most fantastic show. It's called The Clever Little Pod Show. And you can catch it at cleverlittlepod.com. I highly recommend it. Did meet him once. He's got such a big smile on his face. He did never explain that. But he is a stand-up comedian and he only did it about five times. Well, stood up and did his comedic bit. And he said he was sort of shouted down and he's far too shy. And I said, no, surely it's about getting out there and getting your lines to throw back at people and doing it for a year with all the bottles thrown at you and everything. And, you know, maybe the following year and the year after that, things will get better. But certainly if your little pod show has anything to show us, you'd probably be a very, very good stand-up comedian. That's all I'll say. I will be back next week. I don't think there'll be a firework or a fire... anything, not even a fire hazard in sight. But can I share with you that some of the music played on the show is from the Pod Chafe... It probably would chafe you as well if you got too close to it, but from the PodSafe Music Network. And if you want to check that out, it's at music.podshow.com. And if you enjoyed the show, please tell your friends. If you didn't, shh, keep it to yourself.
You have one message.
Linny P, it's me. The plot thickens. The saga of my mother's name. Well, turns out her sister, Auntie Maud, who we've always known all our lives to be Auntie Maud, is not Auntie Maud. She was christened Catherine Maud, whatever, but has always called herself Maud. And anyway, it must be an Irish thing. And anyway, why would their parents call one Catherine and the other one Kathleen? Good heavens, the Irish have a lot to answer for, that's all I could say. And thank heavens I never got my songs taught. Anyway, speak to you soon. Bye.
Remember, the 5th of November, gunpowder, treason and plot!
All non-music content, copyright Lynn Parsons 2005.